Thank you. I'm not sure I'm in the position to answer the questions from Togo, but I believe the answer to the first question is no, and the second question is yes. But I leave it to the Basque Convention Secretariat to explore it, to explain further. What I wanted to say in light of our governance discussion is I just wanted to thank the Basque Secretariat for their intervention, and also reflect a little bit on that, because it made me think about the advantages of having a very strong governance structure and what you can do once it is established. As you may know, the Basque Convention is one of those good old conventions from another age. It was negotiated in 1989 and entered into force in 92. And it has 186 parties. A long experience exploring and giving technical and other practical advice to governments, but also to businesses and other stakeholders, actually. Norway has proposed amendments to the annexes of the Basque Convention, as well as other proposals to strengthen the Basque Convention, namely because we believe that once you make use of that convention, there is a ready setup. It's a good mechanism already there that can just be used also for other purposes. As we heard, plastics has not been, it was not such a concern in the 1980s and 90s as it is now. So obviously it has not been addressed yet in the Basel Convention in the manner that we need now that we see this problem emerging. But it is possible to fix the annexes. And once you do that, as explained, it triggers the pride-informed consent procedure. And that gives countries a better control over transboundary movements of plastic waste. The procedure is flexible, but it is meant to give countries better control over waste streams. It doesn't stop trade, it just gives better control for environmental purposes. And you have a long experience under the Basel Convention on developing guidelines for environmentally sound management. We do have guidelines from 2002 in place, but we have proposed, along with other parties, to revise those guidelines with respect to marine litter problem and microplastics. And hopefully that will be adopted next year. So, and there is a long experience also under the Basel Convention with partnership approaches. There has been a partnership on electronic waste. There's one ongoing on hazardous waste. And together with the co-sponsors by Uruguay and Canada, we have also proposed a partnership on plastic waste, which at the last expert group meeting had a lot of support. So we are hopeful for that development under the Basel Convention. But what I actually wanted to say is that my point is that if you do have a good, strong setup, and it can be used for our purposes, it shows that is a very good thing. So we believe that the Basel Convention, within its existing mandate, has great potential and can play an important role. It may not serve all our needs, not at least within their existing mandate, but it can be important to move this agenda forward. It's fair to say also that nothing is adopted yet. It has to be discussed on COP14 next year, but we are hopeful, and there's a lot of engagement in those proposals. Thank you.